Saturday. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
And I'm Jim Eason on KGO. Telephone number, if you're calling from the city again, is 441-TALK. From the South Bay, 269. From the East Bay, 832. In the Peninsula, 342. If you're in Contra Costa County, call me at 938-TALK. In the North Bay, 454. Sonoma County, 575. And along the North Coast, it's 443-TALK. I got some good news. Those of you who like good music, get ready, because Joe Henderson's going to play in the San Francisco area. Joe, how are you?
Not bad at all, Jim.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much for that.
Every time I turn around, you're winning something.
That's quite all right with me.
How many Grammys did you pick up the other night?
I got two Tuesday night, it was, yes. And then one last year, so it makes three altogether.
The one last year was for Lush Life, right?
Right, yes. That was the first one that I've ever gotten.
And this year, you got one for So Near So Far.
Actually two for So Near So Far. And, you know, last year when I got the one for Lush Life, I just didn't anticipate that at all, like I never do. You know, because I don't do this for the awards. I do it because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I enjoy doing best, and I think this is the way I can make people most happy, and I can derive from that a huge amount of happiness myself. But I wondered, well, what do you do next? I mean, after one Grammy, well, you get two.
That's right. Next year, three. Well, congratulations. It's well-deserved. And I might add, for those who are unfamiliar with the work of Joe Henderson, that this is a guy who is not in it for the awards and not necessarily in it for the money. This guy loves to play saxophone.
I certainly do. And I might add that I'm sure you know this already, that I believe your son was a student of mine for a few years there.
And certainly was.
I expect probably one of these days I'll be competing with those Grammys with him.
Yeah.
Very talented young man. I hope that he...
It may be a month or two before he gets anything on tape, though. Let me ask you something. I know that there was a period there where you were red hot in New York, playing with a lot of people and recording and so forth, and then you disappeared for a while. What happened?
Actually, that's kind of a misnomer. I've been pretty much... I'm a person that... is in the front lines. I've just been I thrive on the front line activity, and I've been pretty much out front. What happened? I think the confusion came from me not recording anything for about 10 or 11 years under my banner, under my own name. But I was certainly out there with a large number of other people, and I just really had no idea that being off of the recording scene would mean in a lot of important people, writers and people like this who talk about what we do, that meant that I had sort of disappeared. I've been pretty much right up front, sort of in their faces all the time.
We thought you'd pulled a Sonny Rollins.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I enjoy it up here too much.
Now, you left New York and moved to San Francisco. Do you still live in the city?
I certainly do. I've been out there 22 years, and I'd like to think that winning those two Grammys this year and the one last year did San Francisco proud.
Well, I have to ask you something about that. I've heard from a lot of musicians, jazz and non-jazz, that San Francisco is sort of a backwater. You got to be in L.A. or New York.
Oh, not for me. There are a few people still living in the Bay Area. They don't perform out there that much. I mean, you got to live somewhere, so why not in one of the most delightful spots on the planet? And they pretty much just live there. But San Francisco, for me, has always been a place that there's just enough going on there that you don't get distracted from other important things that you might be involved in. And it's a place where it's all right for me to perform, but I didn't move there to perform there. I wanted to live there. I mean, it's a great place to live.
Now, what's on the schedule besides Kimball's? I'm going to talk about Kimball's in just a minute, but what you got coming up in the next few months?
Well, I'm going to enjoy the sun, the rays from all of this stuff that's been happening here over the last 30-plus hours, and then I'm going to think about that after a while. But in the meantime, April is pretty full, and in the past, I've been able to tell you at the drop of a hat exactly what I'm doing. But the schedule has gotten so full that I have to keep consulting with people almost every hour so I can be sure that I know what I'm talking about there.
I think Lush Life turned that around, didn't it?
It certainly did, in the best way possible. I mean, you're talking to a very pleased and happy person right now.
And you got a trio, you and two other guys, coming to Kimball's East on the 9th?
On the 9th, that's right. Al Foster, who's the drummer, who's been playing with the... a quartet that I have sometime for.
He used to play with Miles Davis, didn't he?
He certainly did, yes. And George Mraz, who comes from Czechoslovakia. He's been living over here for about 15 years, so I'm sure.
First-rate bass player.
He certainly is. He's got it all covered there on the bass.
I used to hear him with Stan Getz quite a bit.
That's right. Yeah, he's been in some pretty important musical settings, and he does just wonderful things for us. Very inspiring person to work with. A nice gentleman, and he's just what we need in our trio.
And the three of you will be at Kimball's East the 9th through the 13th?
Yes, that's right.
And what will you be playing?
Well, we're going to try to break in some new things, and I guess it would be expected of us to play some of the things from Lush Life and perhaps one or two things from So Near So Far. So we're just going to have a great time there.
Incidentally, a mutual friend of ours, someone used to give lessons to, went to Grace Cathedral and saw you when you played there.
Wow.
He said that was a night to remember.
That is absolutely good to hear that, because I had a wonderful time. That's a special place. It's got special acoustics in there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever get a chance when you come back, bring your saxophone and
Sure. You want to hear mine. I'm working on guitar now.
Is that right?
No, not really. I don't have much music in me. I leave that to the rest of you.
No, I've heard from your son. You've got a lot of talent there.
Well, I want you to do well at Kimball's, and say hello to the folks at Kimball's East for me.
I certainly will.
Because they're good people.
It's been a great pleasure to chat with you, Jim.
Nice to talk to you, Joe, and congratulations again.
I've known you from the radio for pretty much close to 22 years now, but this is the first time we've had a chance to chat together.
I know, it's been a shame, and I've known you for records longer than that.
Wow, and I hope they've made you happy and that sort of thing. There, perhaps maybe you've picked up a scale or two there.
Kimball's East, the 9th through the 13th, Joe Henderson with Al Foster and George Mraz.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you, sir, and keep it up.
Okay, I will do.
Joe Henderson, one of the finest sax players in the world. More after this.
Still the man of the season, Jim Eason. Weekday afternoons between 2 and 4 on KGO. News Talk 810.
Curtis Trading Company charges too much for office partitions. That's right. Even though the surplus office partitions at Curtis cost far less than anywhere else, Curtis is still forced to charge too much because of the inordinate number of different taxes they pay. Recent count shows that Curtis pays over 22 different taxes. But the good news is that surplus office partitions at Curtis are still far less expensive than the competition. And now you can save even more. Just give Curtis a list of 20 or more taxes that your business pays, and they'll take 10% off your office partition purchase. Finally, a way to save money by paying taxes. Not available in conjunction with other discounts.
You can get your stuff for pennies on the dollar. Curtis Trading Company.
Curtis Trading Company in Milpitas. You're on the cheap.